Stick It with Mr. Biggs is made possible by listeners like you. To support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick It.
And we're back. Hey, welcome everybody. It's time once again for another episode of Stick It with Mr. Biggs, a fine little program where we introduce you to several different concepts in the world of adhesives, glues, anything that sticks. We're going to talk about it, like tape, magnets.
Yeah. Are you feeling all right, Roger?
Hawks.
Are you okay?
Well, yeah, I'm good. What do you mean? It's the new year. It's time for renewal. It's time to start fresh and really look at the future as something new and great where we can all.
Roger, you don't have to bite my head off about it. I'm just concerned about your well-being. You don't stop yelling at me.
Well,
jeez.
No, I'm just, you know, I'm excited.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe I need to dial
every it year around this time. Roger gets a little sad. It happens all the time, and sometimes he takes it out on other people. Don't mind him, none. He doesn't mean it.
Well, actually,
it's the same old Roger. Happy New Year, Roger. You got to be happy.
Well, yeah, I'm excited for the new year. We're gonna do new.
Well, then
things.
Act like it, for goodness sake. Don't be Mr. Sad Clown over there. Look at you.
We're gonna do new things. It's gonna be exciting, and this, like I said, the beginning of every year is a time to renew and refresh and reset.
Yeah. I don't know what any of that means, but I know that on Stick It.
Stick It.
With Mr. Biggs, we talk about glues and adhesives.
Right.
And that is what I intend to do.
Well.
If you feel the need to lash out again, I want you to, you know, step outside for a few minutes, all right?
Well, I don't feel that way right now, but I'll tell you what. If I do feel like lashing out at some point during the podcast,
okay,
I'll step aside. I'll go outside. I'll get some air.
It's BiggsCast@gmail.com. If you've got questions about glues, adhesives, any projects you're working on, you need some assistance, I'm here to answer your questions. But you know what? Before we get to the email portion of the show, there's something else we got to do, Roger. Do you remember?
Yes, I do. So you just want me to say, yes, I remember?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, yes, I remember what we do next.
It's breaking news! Are you feeling okay, Roger?
I mean, your color
is bad.
No. Everything's good. I think it's the sweater I'm wearing is a little bit too dark for my complexion.
You know what?
Makes me look
I'm going to adjust the flue on the stove a little bit. I think we're getting a little bit of backdraft down the chimney. Hold on a second here. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Well,
oh, yeah. There is much less smoke coming into the room now.
That's good.
Much less.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, but it's good. But we do need the fire because it's New Year's. It's a new year. It's January. It's chilly.
Yeah.
It's cold out.
In the breaking news segment, we talk about the breaking news.
Right.
That's news stories about things that got busted, and I tell you how to fix it. So, yeah.
Dateline, Copenhagen, Denmark. Carlsberg Beer has announced its new Snap Pack, which is set to reduce plastic waste globally by more than 1,200 tons a year, the equivalent to 60 million plastic bags. The Snap Pack replaces plastic wrapping used around Carlsberg's six-packs with a pioneering technology that glues its cans together.
What?
Combined with a small strap attached to the top to use as a handle, Cans are connected to each other with a small dab of an adhesive similar to rubber cement.
They're gluing cans together.
They're gluing them together. This is a first for the beer industry. The innovation will reduce the amount of plastic used in traditional multi-packs by up to 76%. And as it so happens, I have brought in This is a six-pack of Carlsberg beer that is using this snap pack technology.
You know, I have a suspicion here, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you basically just read from a press release. That was not a breaking news story, Roger. Nothing got broken in that story. And now, after reading from the press release, you just happen to have a sample of the product.
Well, it is a piece of information that we are sharing with the audience that pertains to
Roger.
Adhesives and glues.
Listen, if you're on the take and getting some sponsorships on the side, I just want to let you know I'm okay with that. But you got to cut me in. You can't just do it on your own and pocket the cash. All right? If these Carlsberg people are giving you money to promote the product, let's get them as a sponsor on the show.
Well,
don't work it in as a breaking news story when it's not breaking news.
It's that's not what's happening. I'm not getting any kind of kickback or any kind of side deal going on. I just saw the
Please.
Story. I'm sorry? What? Prove that I'm not getting any side action?
I've never seen a six-pack that is held together with glue before. I don't understand how this works.
Well,
what are the mechanics involved here? What is this?
Well, what we have here is this is a six-pack right here, and you can see that they are attached. The cans
are static electricity.
No, it's a snap. Yeah. They use glue.
No, they use static electricity, and it holds. There's no ring around the top.
Right. Right. Well, they don't want to use the rings. They don't want to use all that plastic. So what they've done is you can see the six pack. They're all connected.
Why don't they want to use the plastic, Roger? There's plenty of plastic in the world. There's no everywhere you look. There's plastic.
Right.
It's
right.
Cheap. Easy to obtain and use.
Yeah. Well, I think that the idea is they want to, not use so much plastic. They want to reduce the amount of plastic they use. So this is their idea, and you can see all the cans are together. They're held together. You can sort of slide one around, and they all
move. Oh, I see. This is what they meant. When they said in the press release that you erroneously presented as a breaking news story, in that, it said that they glue the cans together.
Right.
And now I understand.
Yeah, so that's, you can see that it is a glue kind of news story.
Yeah, well, it's not breaking news, but I understand what you're saying. Hey, Roger, how do you get the can off?
Well,
how does that work?
Here, as I understand it, all you do is just grab, and then you just kind of, because it's a snap pack, so you just like
Roger, go ahead and take one of the cans off. What I'm saying.
That's what I'm doing. I mean, I'm trying to do that. I don't think I'm gripping it right. I don't think I have a good.
Hey, Roger.
Hold on it. Is it under?
You should probably grip it harder and then pull it with your muscles.
You can't really grab it because they're all together. I'm gonna sort of. Wedge my fingers.
What's happening
in here between the cans? You got to get a finger. Okay, this is.
You're gonna have to pull on it at some point, Roger. Pull it.
Well, you can't get any sort of.
Just grab a hold of it with your hands. Right. Grasp it with your hands and yank on it.
Okay.
Come on.
I think once we get one apart, they're all gonna come apart pretty easily. So let's see. If I go,
Roger. Wait, no.
There's no.
Here,
there's
let
no,
me have a look.
No,
let me have a look at. Let me have a look at it.
All right.
Jeez. All right. This appears to be some sort of hot glue. They hot glued the can. Roger. They hot glued the cans together.
What's that?
Oh my goodness.
You yeah, know, it's
that is a fantastic prank-em-up. I'm going to have to remember that one when Angela and Cody come over. I'm going to hot glue all the cans of Mr. Pibb. I'm going to hot glue them together, and they'll reach in to the ice box, try to pull one out, but they won't be able to because they're all stuck together with hot milk glue.
Well, I don't think this is a prank.
You're going to have to pull a lot harder to get the can off, Roger.
Well, the problem is I've never done this before, and there's no like instructional guide. There might be something on YouTube that shows you how to do it, but I'm not quite sure.
Well, try using a pry bar. You got to use a lever. You need something to get in there and get some leverage on it. Try prying them apart. Go ahead. Here, wait.
I don't have a.
Lean over there to that table and hand me a wood chisel. Give me the wood chisel.
Which one?
The wood chisel.
It's not. None of these. There's no. But it's not.
Yellow handle, sharp pokey end, right there.
But it's not. Is it? So it's not made of wood. It's for wood.
No, it's.
There's no wood. Oh,
Roger. Roger.
Here we go.
Okay, let me see now. If we put it in here where they hot glued it, and you twist it a little, boom! Ah! Oh, jeez! No!
Whoa! Oh! Whoa!
Roger, give me the towel.
Where are
give they? Me quick! Give me the towels.
There's none of them. There's no. There are no towels on the wet.
There is.
Hello? Where are they? I don't see
them. The more I shake it, the more it sprays.
I don't see the towels.
Give me some napkins in the counter over there, second drawer.
I don't see the towel. What's that?
In the drawer, second drawer. Oh, gee. Oh, okay.
Okay. Here.
Okay.
Man,
this.
It's a lot of.
You know what this smells like, Roger?
Yeah.
It smells like beer.
Beer, yeah.
It smells like, it is beer.
Yeah, it's Carlsberg beer.
You should have said
Copenhagen, Denmark, Carlsberg.
All right.
That one
was a false start. I'm going to try a second can here.
Okay, well, let's get some.
See, this, no, what this time, I'm going to put the wood chisel right at the end so I can use the leverage of the can itself.
That's not.
Oh, come on.
Don't.
Oh, shit. Shame on me!
Don't.
Shame on me! Okay.
That's not okay. We're gonna need a lot more. Where?
What?
Are there towels?
Roger, I can't hear
anything. Oh, we need
your microphone is buzzing.
We need. Owls.
There is beer all over the mixer control board.
Yeah.
In the faders.
Can you hear me now? We need more.
Let me have your jacket. Your jacket.
No,
your jacket's already wet, Roger. I don't know what your problem is. Don't be precious about your jacket.
Are there more?
It's not flattering anyway.
I can run upstairs and get in
there.
Maybe in the linen closet. Do you have?
I'll use my jacket because you are so precious about your little thing. Okay.
I don't know how. I don't know how we're going to continue.
I don't understand what the point of this was.
Well, what they're trying to do. The folks at Carlsberg Beer, they're trying to use less plastic. Therefore, they don't want to use the six-ring plastic six-pack holder.
All right. So instead, they want to make a mess of the beer everywhere. It sprays all over when you can't get the can off because somebody pranked you. Well, and hot glued all of your beer cans together.
I think with a couple of, with a little bit of practice, I think we'd figure this out. But I think maybe the, well, I mean, I'm just going to, you know, throw this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's not bad. I like it.
It's, I think, probably in hindsight.
Drinking it right from the slit.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think in hindsight, maybe the wood chisel was overkill. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, you're right. They should not have hot glued. Used so much hot glue. They should have maybe used a little bit less.
A little bit less. Do you think it would still?
Yeah, you know what? When the guy from Carlsberg gets back in touch with you and wants your feedback on the product, because you're clearly in cahoots with them, you'd let them know that too much hot glue.
Okay. Well,
hey, Roger. Well, first of all, this has been breaking news.
Oh, yeah, breaking news. Breaking news.
Okay. Speaking of libations, Roger,
yes,
and
sir.
wanting to save the earth by using less consumable materials, I wanna do a thing. So do me a favor. Do the thing for me for Whiz Bangs.
You mean
you remember?
Whiz Bangs where the party never ends and the
No. Start again.
Whiz Bangs, where the fun never ends and the party's never ending.
On the corner of Phillips and Mountain, downtown.
That's right.
It's the hottest hot spot in the Tri-County area, and some of you new listeners to Stick It. With Mr. Biggs, maybe unaware that for my day job, I am the owner-proprietor of Whiz Bangs. And it's the winter season,
yep.
And we have a special that we have every time of year around this time. We have a hot Whiz Banger,
correct?
Which is a specialty cocktail at the Whiz Bangs bar with the Goldschlager and vermouth and Clamato.
Right.
So what we're doing is we're trying to take the magic of being inside a bar slash restaurant slash nightclub. We're taking the magic of that,
right?
And the Whiz Banger drink, and we're allowing you to do it in the privacy of your own home with the hot Whiz Banger beverage pods available for keyring machines now at Whiz Bangs.
You mean the Keurig machines?
What?
It's going to be
no Keanu machines. The ones where you put the little pot in.
Right. They're the machines.
They make coffee, but you can make other drinks for them
right.
too if you use the K-cup.
Right.
You can
there
make
you
your own Corning machine.
Right. You can make any kind of hot beverage pretty much now. And
hot Whiz Banger beverage pods available at Whiz Bangs, K-cup compatible.
That's right. There you go.
So if you've got one of your very own Keurig machines at home, maybe
Keurig.
You got one for the Christmas,
Keurig.
You can stop by Whiz Bangs and pick up a 12-pack of hot Whiz Banger beverage pods for just $37.99.
Now how does that work? You've got the Clamato. Well, I'm guessing there's like instant.
No, we were not able to work out a licensing deal with either the Keurig company.
Keurig.
We were not able to work out a licensing deal with the Clamato company. The Goldschlager organization did not return our calls, so we've had to make a few concessions. So,
okay.
In the K-Cup, we got genuine clam gel extract, and we've got artificial bacon and cinnamon flavoring.
All right.
Make sure you keep that in the freezer. Keep it frozen. And then you thaw it out. Put it on the counter about 20 minutes before you're going to use
okay,
it. Let it thaw out.
Before you put it in the K-Cup maker?
No, it's K-Cup, Roger. Don't say it that way.
K-Cup.
K-Cup.
How was I saying it? What did I say?
For the Corning machine.
No, the Keurig. What did I say?
Roger, K-Cup is a licensed term. We cannot call them K-Cups. It's K-Cup with a K.
K-Cup with a K.
K-A-Y.
That's what it has, K. K-Cup.
K-K-U-P. K-Cup. If you say it the other way, their lawyers K-Cup. Can come after me. But if you say K-Cup, we're in the clear.
Say it again. It's K-Cup.
K-Cup.
Oh, I see. Okay. K-Cup. Yeah, K-A-Y.
Roger, take a drink of this Carlsberg beer. Have a sip of that.
K-U-P. K-A. No, I'm good. K-A-Y-K-U-P, the K-Cup. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. So after you put it through your curing machine, and you just add some tomato juice, and then the clam gel extract will come out hot and steamy.
Right.
With the cinnamon flavoring, mixing with the Goldschlager, and you put some vermouth in there. Maybe throw a cherry tomato, some blue cheese, a little shredded bacon on the hot whiz banger. A hot whiz in your very own kitchen.
The hot whiz banger, perfect for these chilly winter nights. And like you said, you've got to provide your own tomato juice, Goldschlager, vermouth.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper per serving than a hot whiz at Whiz Bangs.
Right.
But it's a different experience because you're doing it in your own home.
It's convenient. This way they don't have to head out to Whiz Bangs. They can do it right at home. They don't have to go anywhere. They can just stay home. And
I gotta say, it might damage the keyring downspout.
Keurig.
What?
Keurig.
Keurig.
For the cake, the K cup. The machine
K-cup.
Itself.
No, cake. Say it right.
K cup.
You're curing downspout, Keurig. and the pump seals.
Now you're talking about the unit itself, the machine that makes the hot whiz banger, the machine.
No, we make the hot whiz beverage pods. The machine does the pressurization and the heating of the clam gel extract.
Okay, good.
And you got to be careful because the downspout and pump seals will be damaged. So every time you make a hot whiz, in the privacy of your own home, make sure you clean that out with some white vinegar. Every single time. I cannot stress this enough.
Okay.
It's hot whiz banger beverage pods.
It's
available now at Whiz Bangs in the waiting area gift kiosk general vicinity.
Okay.
Just stop on by and $37.99 for a dozen.
For a dozen? Really? That's a good deal.
Well, it's a great deal. It's a lot cheaper than getting a hot whiz at Whiz Bangs. I'll tell you that much.
And assuming, of course, that you have the other ingredients on hand in your liquor cabinet and your refrigerator, but really it's worth the trouble if you're willing to, it's probably a good idea to clean out your Keurig machine anyway on a regular basis, so this gives you a good excuse to do that. Just have your vinegar on hand and
get a mouthful of hot whiz. Then you can clean out the machine because you've got to do it every single time. I cannot stress that enough.
I'm a little confused. But you said it needed to be kept frozen?
It with Mr. Biggs.
Stick It.
Is a podcast about glues and adhesives, not about hot beverages made in the convenience of your own home, or even if it is a great gift idea. That is not what the podcast is about. It is about ways to glue things that will make your life better and improve.
They wanted to give the hot whiz banger K cups to friends. It's too late because it's holiday season's over. Oops. Whoops.
Arbor Day's coming up. Birthdays.
All right.
St. Patrick's Day.
Well, should we jump into that email?
Email. Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah?
I mean, you didn't have to play it. We could have gone the whole show without playing it,
email.
But I guess.
I something I wanted to mention about that is that the gentleman who made that for us on Fiverr, via Fiverr, .com. He wanted to let me know. He emailed me and said that he's changed his DJ name to Quica Furniture Maker, and he wanted to let me know that he changed it because he's doing a side business where he's in addition to doing DJ production work, he's also now making furniture, wood furniture in the beloved Quaker style. So he's now DJ Quaker Furniture Maker. So he just wanted me to throw that out there.
This is a most unusual email.
This is
wants to know what kind of glue to use.
No. That's the
furniture
the,
up.
The gentleman who made the
Type Bomb 3 is my go-to. Is it going to be outside? Do we have to be concerned about humidity? What did he say?
He said he's the DJ who made this the sounder, the email sounder.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Hey, Roger. Roger. I don't care about that guy. I don't care. So don't say any more words about him.
DJ Quaker Furniture Maker.
Yeah.
Is what
Bigscast@gmail.com. If you got an email, all your questions about glues or adhesives, you hit me up.
Sneak in an email. DJ
Okay.
Quaker Furniture Maker. .com.
Roger.
/
Roger.
Okay.
Stop.
He asked me to just get in a little mention there.
And I ask you not to ever talk about him again and to delete the email sounder. And that didn't happen either. So DJ Hamster Furniture Maker and I are both disappointed.
Well, I don't think he is. I think he's happy.
Do we have an email, Roger?
We do.
Is there an email?
We do.
All right. Let's have that then.
Woo, we do. We do. Let me pull that out.
Please.
Dear Mr. Biggs.
Roger, I am concerned about your well-being.
What happened?
Well, I mean, with all the coughing and the, you sound a little raspy. Are you all right?
Cooler.
When the show started, you were yelling and you were very short and upset and screamy and screechy. And now, with the coughing, I'm starting to think that maybe you're out of sorts. Are you going to be all right?
Right. It's the colder months and the air is dry. There are more particulates in the air, and I get a little tickle in the throat, so I have to.
All right, well, listen. If there's something bothering you, you can talk to me. You can let me know, and you know we could talk it out instead of you lashing out at me and you know going off the handle and biting my head off.
Well,
talk it out. If it's because you don't feel well, that's fine, too. You can go lay down, put a cold compress on your head. Maybe have yourself a mouthful of Hot Whiz.
Well, I mean, the particulates are in the air more so.
I know. Stop coughing and do an email, for goodness sakes.
All right, here it comes.
I don't know what your problem is.
Okay, here we go. Sit back. Relax, take some deep breaths, and we'll get through this email. Dear Mr. Biggs, my brothers and I were playing around with a ball in the in our room the other day. The ball got away from us, and it bounced through the door, down the stairs, and crashed into my mom's favorite vase.
Holy moly!
Yeah, yeah. There were pieces of it all over the floor. My brothers and sisters glued the vase back together as best we could and put it back on the table. None of us wanted to hear Dad lecture us on being responsible, nor did we want him to cancel that weekend's camping trip. We thought we'd done a pretty good job repairing the vase, but that night during dinner, water started spraying out of the cracks in the vase, soaking the dinner table.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The question here is, how could we have done a better job gluing the vase back together? Thank you. That's from Peter B. in Southern California.
Gluing a vase back together. It's a liquid holding vessel.
Right.
And I'm assuming it's made out of ceramic. So, let's see here.
You think that through for a second. I'm just thinking this kind of sounds a little bit... very, very closely reminiscent of an episode of the...
You're going to need an old towel, right? Put down a towel.
Towel, okay.
Yeah, and you're going to need a soft bristle brush. Let's see, maybe grab a flexible putty knife.
Okay.
Some masking tape. For good measure, if you got any fiberglass mesh tape, you can we can apply that to the inside of the Is it vase or vase?
I've heard them both. I've heard it both. I prefer vase just because I think...
Vase. Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say vase.
Okay. Okay.
You can put some fiberglass mesh tape on the inside for added strength. Maybe grab a sharp knife, like a utility knife.
Sure, sure.
And stop by the home store and pick up some 3M ceramic adhesive. They make a special formulation just for ceramics that will help make a watertight bond on the porous ceramic surface. And I don't know what kind of glue you used, Peter B. You probably used the wrong glue. It probably was water soluble. And when you put the vase, is a vase or vase?
A vase.
I want to say vase or vase.
We'll go with vase.
When you put the vase on the table for dinner and it was filled up with water and started spraying water out, it was it probably dissolved the water soluble glue. You probably used, I don't know, a library paste. I don't know. What kind of glues do kids generally have? Glue sticks.
Right. Elmer's, yeah. The paste, the.
Yeah, you don't use a water-soluble glue for a water-holding vessel. It's going to leak out. But it's just going to leak. It's not going to spray out, like he said. Our kids are always exaggerating.
Well, yeah.
Because water is not going to spray out of the cracks in a vase just because it's filled up with water.
Yeah, it's kind of reminiscent of that, an episode of that TV show where
what show?
The Brady Bunch show, where the kids...
I'm unfamiliar with that one. What is that?
Where the, that's from the 70s and...
When?
They had that big...
Who?
From the 70s, that TV show with the Brady Bunch from the 70s, where they had that show with the big blended family, three daughters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember they had the dog.
They had a dog.
That was Eight is Enough. Yeah, I watched every episode of that show, Roger. I watched it twice. That was one of my favorites. I never saw anything about a leaky vase. I think you are mistaken.
Well, yeah, I think it was on the Brady Bunch. And I think, actually, now that I look through this email, Peter B. in Southern California, that would be Peter Brady, and putting together Mom's favorite vase. I kind of think this might be some sort of a prank now that I look at it.
I don't understand why the water would spray
right
out onto the table.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I mean,
that's possible. That's what
it's
happened.
It's possible that the vase was pressurized. Was it a pressurized vase? Does he mention anything about is it vase or vase? I think it's vase.
It's vase.
Is it pressurized?
He did not mention that at all. I don't really know why a vase would need to be. I mean, I'm no. You're the expert. Would a vase need to be pressurized for any reason?
What elevation is Peter B. at? Was he at sea level?
Because
I'm thinking, Roger, maybe if a high pressure weather system was coming through, because he mentioned something about a camping trip, and that usually means it's pleasant weather. A high pressure weather system might... No, that wouldn't happen either.
I really don't think...
I don't think the water is going to spray out onto the table. It might leak a little bit. It might weep, kind of seep out onto the tablecloth and...
I don't think...
Get everything all wet. Make...
I think actually what's happening here is this is not a story from real life. It's a story from a TV show. And Peter B.
It's an email, Roger. He sent it to bigscast@gmail.com.
I'm just thinking there's a prank.
Yeah.
There's a prankster at play here. And Peter B. will be Peter Brady from the TV show. And
yeah.
I think this has all been a put on. This has been a gag.
All right, Peter B., next time use 3M ceramic adhesive. And if you need help, go ahead and ask the housekeeper, because she always seems to have the answers. If the housekeeper doesn't know, you can always ask that guy that she's seeing. What's his name? The butcher?
Butcher.
What was his name?
Well, you know how it is.
Roger, you remember the butcher on Eight is Enough?
Yeah. I think it's all been faked, this whole email. I don't think this happened.
I don't want
to
fake
anybody.
Roger, why did you pick a fake email? I don't want fake ones. I want real ones. Tell the people to send a real one. And tell them the address that they need to send it to. Go ahead.
The email address is bigscast@gmail.com.
Mail.com.
If you've had any kind of situation involving something that is broken, that needs to be stuck together, two things that need to be stuck together and stay stuck together in the best way possible, the most efficient and effective way possible, then you send us your email at bigscast@gmail.com.
Yeah, gmail.com.
That's for your emails to stick it.
Stick it.
Some of you people listen to the show for free. That's fine, I guess. But there are other people that actually support the show on Patreon. We'd like to thank those people like Dysfunctional Dan Miner, John Rick Hurt, Richard Hainish, Bearded Dave, Matthew Elias Hybear, and Amy Bennett's Transgender Goat. Thanks for your support, everybody. And to all the Patreon supporters, Happy New Year!
Stick it.
Happy New Year, Roger!
Happy New Year to you, Mr. Biggs.
Yeah, it's Happy New Year to you as well.
It's going to be a great new year. We're going to have lots of new great surprises in our podcast for the listeners. A lot of great new things to talk about.
Roger has made a New Year's resolution to stop yelling at me and going off the handle.
There are many new Stick It adventures.
Stick It.
To be had in the new year. So,
are there, though?
Happy New Year to all of our listeners on Patreon and all of our listeners that don't support us on Patreon and all new listeners who are about to join the show.
Seems like you could have phrased that better.
Listeners who are about...
See you next time, everybody, on Stick It. With Mr. Biggs. You sound a little raspy. Are you all right?
It's gotten warm.
Carbon monoxide.